That's my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
It's time again to play the Answer of the Week, kids. It's our favorite show on the internet. You know why? Because you do all the work, and we love you for it. Here's how it works. Joe Patrick, he's sitting right across from me. Say hello.
Hi.
He's the other host of Two-Headed Nerd. I should mention my name is Matt Baum. And we put the question of the week up on the THN forums every Sunday. And then you call us, or you write us, or you send us an MP3 with your answer. If you want to write about it, you can do it at the THN forums. But if you want to be on this show, you got to call 402-819-4894 or send us an MP3. It has to be under 3 minutes. Otherwise, it's not going to make the show. So, Joey, what did we ask these nerds this week?
I don't know. All I know is that I'm sitting here with no Charo Negro while my co-host hoards all the Coke.
I'm just drinking a Coke. That's all. But we can do Charo Negros.
I'm kidding.
Plenty left.
Whatever.
Let's do it.
Whatever. This week's question is, if you can remember back that far, I don't know. I'm having a hard time keeping track.
Long time ago, right?
I'm having a hard time keeping track. We're recording on off days.
I know.
It's madness.
Nuts.
This week's question was, what was your favorite announcement from the Image Expo? Which single title were you most excited about?
There was a bunch.
There's so many.
We asked you to pick one. Randy Andrews did just that. But first, he's going to reset the question for us a little differently, like he does every time. We love him for it. Take it away, Randy.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, you asked us, what single title are we most excited for from the Image Expo? Well, guys, I have to say, with 18 titles coming out for Image, it's really hard to come up with a single answer to help me decide. But I've decided. It would be Monstrous, with the creative team of Marjorie Liu and Santa Takeda. That's it.
Nailed it.
And
right there.
I really like it that it takes place in an alternate universe version of the 1920s, where giant monsters roam the landscape, and the protagonist is a lonely refugee girl who develops a psychic connection to these creatures. The very first cover that they show for it is really amazing, and it gets me really excited because it's got this fantasy element and science fiction element to it, and I'm just really excited to read it. And out of the different titles, that's the one that really catches my attention. So that's it, guys. That's my answer this week. Hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net, and the music I'm using this week is from Doctor Who Season 5,
right?
Called I Am the Doctor.
We were both trying to guess.
And that's it, this week, guys. And we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Okay, that was the season where, that was like Tennant's last season. He was freaking out and he was going around and like fixing everything.
Right? I think season 5 was Matt Smith.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Tennant had 3 seasons?
I just started Matt Smith, so I don't know.
I don't remember.
So far, he's fine.
But that music was super familiar.
It was great.
And I knew it from somewhere.
Randy's into Monstrous. Oh, I think Monstrous looks really good. I mean, what do you mean? Like, we should talk about
it. I like Marjorie Liu a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the giant monsters and the little girl that's psychically connected to them. I'm having a little trouble talking today. I apologize.
You and me both, buddy.
I'm going to pour a little bit of tequila.
You know what would fix that?
See if that helps.
A Charo Negro.
Be right back. Andrew Blazer hits us with a short and sweet one. Oh, we were calling him Laser, right? Andrew Laser?
Andy Laser.
Andy Laser.
Hey, listen, nerds. This is Andrew Blazer calling in for the answer of the week. My answer this week is AD After Death by Scott Snyder and Jeff Lemire. AD After Death will be set in a near future where death has been cured and one man must come to grips with what comes next. It's pretty vague, but I really like Scott Snyder's work on Batman and on witches, so I'm pretty excited for this title. It's really all I have to say, but I missed the comic book gifts episode, so I just want to say my mom got me The Long Halloween, in black and white.
Hey.
The Long Halloween is my favorite Batman story ever.
Mine too.
And having it in black and white and seeing just like the detail of Tim Sale's artwork is awesome. And I remember just opening it up and staring at the artwork and like smelling the pages. Like, man, that's awesome. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I feel like Andrew Laser contacted us from beyond the grave.
Right? That sounded crazy.
This is Andrew Laser from Limbo.
I like, I don't want to lose
signing
him.
Off.
I really like that guy, you know, but it sounded like he was calling from somewhere else.
Hope you're okay, Andy.
Good call, though. AD with Scott Snyder and Jeff Lemire.
Yep.
And Lemire's going to draw it, right?
Yes.
That is going to be friggin' crazy.
Yes, I am.
Really weird.
That's on my list. I don't know. I'm narrowing it down still as we go.
I know. Same here. Lord Steven hits us. We haven't heard from him for a while. And there's a little picture of him on his Google profile. He is so cute.
You're handsome, Steven. You're handsome.
I mean, macho is what I meant to say.
Oh, whoa. Maybe sexy.
Hello again, this is Lord Steven, Master of Coins, sending in my answer to the question of the week. A lot of really cool stuff got announced at the Image Expo. I'm probably going to pick up the first issue of pretty much all of them. But since we're not allowed to do list answers, I'm going to narrow this down to one. The book that really came to the forefront right off the back is probably rather unsurprising. It's going to be a lot of people's answers. It's Paper Girls by Brian K. Vaughan and Cliff Chang. Admittedly, they have not given much information as to what the book is about, other than that it is the story of four newspaper delivery girls who experience something extraordinary one day. But my excitement isn't based entirely on the creative team. Brian K. Vaughan is obviously fantastic. Saga has been my favorite comic of a year, 2 years in a row now. I've loved almost everything he's put out. I also really loved Cliff Chang's work with Brian Azzarello on Wonder Woman. So I'm really excited about this book. But really what sold me on this is I read the description of the book and he compared it to his work on Runaways. And this Thursday, which will be in the past when you're recording this, is my first day student teaching. And I looked at this book and the description of the book and I thought this is going to be a fantastic book to recommend to my students. So, yeah. So that is the pick for the book I'm most excited about. I'll be picking up pretty much all of them, as that stuff that Image puts out. Well, if it actually comes out, at least. Remember those three books that Nick Spencer announced at the 2014 Image Expo? The books that nothing has happened since the announcement?
I don't even remember what they were.
Yeah.
Fun times. But regardless of delays, I'm still excited for Paper Girls in particular and the rest of the books that got announced. So, bye.
Nick Spencer's not the only one, to be fair. There was a few that were announced that still haven't
seen. It's true. No, it's true.
Paper Girls.
And I'm sure there will be several from this round of announcements that just won't materialize anytime soon.
Right. The only reason I am not going to put Paper Girls in mine, even though I love Chang and, of course, Brian K. Peary Vaughan, give me a break, is because we didn't get any info about it.
Exactly right.
It's just like, hey, it's coming.
It's not going to be mine either because here's I don't title. Know anything about it.
Yeah, but I guarantee I'm going to love it, and it's probably going to be great, and maybe later on it will be my favorite. Lord Steven, always good to hear from you, buddy.
Get back to the vault.
Always good to hear from your cute little face. Oh!
He's a man now, Matt.
I know. The student teacher, congratulations. And there's one thing I love, pushing comics on kids.
Yeah.
And drugs. Way to go, buddy. My buddy Cleon from Down Under hits us. Cleon, always good to hear from you. And what a kick-ass name. I'm stuck on names this week, but Cleon, that's a good one. Right? Although, sounds like a bad guy from Game of Thrones.
like Theon Greyjoy?
Yeah, I go straight to Theon. That dude got his junk cut off last season.
Spoilers! Hey!
Hello, Twitter nerd. This is Cleon, sending in another message for the question of the week. Whilst there are a great many of cool and interesting announcements from Image Expo, there were two which really caught my eye and got me super excited. It was really difficult to pick out of the two, and I know we can only pick one. So the one that I'll have to go with is Paper Girls. And I assume this one's going to pop up a lot on this episode because Brian K. Vaughan. But like every creative on this team is a home run for me. Artist Cliff Chang did amazing work on Wonder Woman, and I can't wait to see what he does for this Image book. Matthew Wilson's doing superlative coloring work on Thor, Daredevil, and Wicked Div right now, so this art team's going to be great. And if memory serves me correctly, he colored that Wonder Woman book too. Boy, I missed that book. Anyways, I barely skimmed the blurb for this book because these three alone would have me jumping on, at least for issue one. And out of the two that I wanted to pick from, this one seems a little bit different from the books that I usually read from Image. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys, and can't wait to hear what everyone else has to say. Cheers.
First ever use of the word superlative on the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast.
Oh, easily. We don't get a lot of $10 words thrown around here. We're a bunch of dummies. We love you dummies, though. Don't get me wrong. Cleon, he's smarter than
he ain't no dummy.
He ain't no dummy.
What do you expect from a guy named Cleon?
I mean, come on. And he's from Australia. Probably better educational standards down there.
You know, it wouldn't be hard.
I went to public school. This is what you
get. It would not be hard.
I blame the schools. Thanks for your call, Cleon. Another one for Paper Girls. Peeps be excited. I get it.
Peeps be excited, yeah.
This one's from New York. I'm not sure who this is.
Me neither.
Might be Anthony.
Maybe.
From Brooklyn?
Hello, this is Anthony from Brooklyn calling
Anthony.
With the answer of the week. But not really, because I didn't pay attention to the Image Expo news. So, since I love the show, I love being a part of it, I'm going to answer all the ones I didn't get to call in before the format change.
Fair.
Hope that's okay. Here we go. 3 minutes or less. Favorite reboot? Legion 5 years later. Late comics? Don't care. Constantine? Didn't see it. Analogs? The Extremists from JLE.
Ooh.
Just League Europe. Favorite character that gets shoved down my... least favorite character that gets... My notes are really poorly written. Least favorite character that gets shoved down my throat? Bendis' use of Novar in Avengers, which was crap.
Yes!
Flash? Didn't see it. Bizarre adaptations? Robert Kirkman's Capes? I think it would be awesome. Gotham? Didn't see it. I Want to Have a Drink with? Jesse Custer from Preacher. Comic Chameleon? Patrick Zercher, was very 90s, is now very awesome. Favorite heel turn, Sunboy in the pages of Legion 5 years later.
Oh. Least
favorite, Hawk becomes Monarch. Garbage. Favorite Z-List hero
that was
is
garbage.
A cheat. Sorry, but I love the Mighty Crusaders as a team, so.
Huh, I love them too.
Ask, there's an ask for that. Stan Lee reading pickup lines. Think about it.
Ooh.
There you go. Favorite Z-List villain. I'm going to cheat again as a team. The Kree Star Force from Operation Galactic Storm. Guardians of the Galaxy was awesome. Before they were famous, James Robinson in the pages of Firearm. Favorite female, Barbara Gordon as Oracle.
Hmm.
Who needs reboot? I say Rip Hunter. I would use him to flesh out all the questions fans have about the New 52. Did the crisis happen? Did Batman's back get broken? Hey, Rip Hunter was there. He saw it, and so did we. There you go.
Oh.
Desert Island Picks, Justice League of America number 200, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Max Payne 3. Yes, I love that game. Doctor Strange casting. Marvel's doing a great job casting the movies. They do a better job than me, but Benedict Cumberbatch is perfect. Think about it. There you go. Epic battles. Jesse versus Jody in the pages of Preacher. Comic artifacts. Favorite? Mjolnir. X-Men Days of Future Past. Didn't see it. Hometown Heroes. Captain America. Come on. And then we're at the format change. Did I do it?
You did
According to my phone, 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, you did. 2:11.
Take care, guys.
That was impressive. Totally impressive.
I didn't even hear half the answer.
I know. I do like the Stanley pickup lines.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm going to lay my digital telephone down on this table. Why don't you all enter your phone numbers and perhaps I'll call you.
Hey, true buddy.
Excelsior.
Sexcelsior. I love it. Great job, Anthony.
I want to start a comic sex podcast called Sexcelsior. I think we got something there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think all derivations of the word Excelsior are copyright Stan Lee.
Like, sexcelsior.com is
you
purchased?
You think Stan Lee has ever said the word sexcelsior? I guarantee it.
Maybe in private, if you know what I mean. Bradley Tim, I'm sorry. We had to get that out of the way first. You know how it goes.
Doc Flux.
The Charo Negro is talking. Take it away, Doc.
Hello, Mr. Nerd with two heads. This is Doc Flux from Feeded Comics.
Listen to that velvety
calling
voice.
In because I want to tell you what I'm excited for as far as these new Image announcements go. And this is a really hard one. I can't believe you guys are making us choose one. There are a handful of runners up for that position, but after some internal deliberation, I was able to settle on one, and it's going to be Injection by Warren Ellis, Daquan Shelby, and Jordy Blair. That is a great team right there. They already showed their stuff on Moon Knight, which I am still greatly enjoying, even though Ellis left. And I've been a fan of Ellis for many, 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 many years. I mean, I believe I was first introduced to him with Transmetropolitan, and then I read like a whole bunch of other stuff since. Daquan Shelby happens to be pretty damn awesome. And of course, Jordy Blair, I mean, that's a no-brainer. So that is going to be my one single choice. It's a bit mysterious. It definitely, just from the previews I saw, what they showed, it looks very dark and probably really creepy, but I like that. I'm really into that. So this is probably going to be my bag. And that's my pick. It needs no further qualification. Oh, by the way, Joe, I just wanted to end by saying, hey, I'm totally with you, man, on James Robinson's Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
He really found a great voice for those characters. He was doing a really good job. And if he wrote that book for another 5 years, I would be totally happy. But unfortunately, due to things, we're
reasons.
Not going to have the
Don't
Fantastic
forget stuff.
Four as we remember them for quite some time. But still, totally with you. You're absolutely right. He was rocking it on that book, and he deserves props for it. Anyway, back to you guys. I'll catch you next time.
Thanks for having my back, Doc. Was that Stereo
Lab? I think it's Stereo Lab. That's where I was going.
Rad. Yeah. I love Stereo Lab.
All our friends listen to great music.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. You guys are the best.
Yeah.
Seriously. And man, I'll tell you what. You want someone to throw some echo around? Doc Lux.
That's right.
God is not around when it comes to echo.
So Injection, I forget about that one because I think it was announced at the last Image Expo.
Yeah, they re-announced it.
Yeah,
I think. But I don't know if they even
and
had
I don't
a
really
name
know
for it. I think it was like
about it.
I think at the last one it was like unnamed project by Warren Ellis
maybe.
And whatever. I don't think it even had a name.
But yes, I'm pumped for those guys working together.
I don't care what they do. I don't care if it's Warren Ellis goes to the grocery store as illustrated by Declan Shep.
Right.
that's fine.
Side note. I cannot not read, say, or hear the name Declan without imagining it's being said by Coach McGurk from Home Movies.
Declan.
Brendan. It's like just the name of a precocious child. I just imagine Coach McGurk saying, damn it, Declan.
Stop eating the dirt. Get up. Okay? You're a goaltender for crying out loud. You know what? Forget it. Just sit down. You're terrible.
Anyway.
John Luttrell. He doesn't call very often. When he does, it's nasty, it's mean, and it needs a whole lot of censoring. Let's see what this guy's got to say.
You know it's inappropriate.
By the way, nasty rumor out there that he's got a podcast coming back real soon here.
Really?
Just saying. It's a nasty rumor. I don't know if it's true.
Hey.
Hello, guys and girls. This is John. There was a lot of announcements at Image Expo. And if I'm being perfectly honest, I think there's going to be some comics that have a much better chance for me to like, say, like Phonogram Volume 3 and Black Road, which both are kind of tried and trusted areas. But if I'm being perfectly honest with myself,
well, it's all we ask.
I'm going to pick Monstrous by Marjorie Liu and Sonia Takata. I am not familiar with Sonia Takata at all. And Marjorie Liu is actually someone I've not really enjoyed much of her comics work. But whenever I have read it, I don't think she's a poor writer. I don't think she's a bad writer. In fact, I think she's very strong at what she does.
Loved her X-23.
I didn't like a lot of her X-Men stuff. I never did read X-23. I just read Astonishing X-Men and a little bit of Daken. And I really would like to get a book from her excellent. That I enjoy. And I think this might be it. You know, there was very little in the solicit. It's an alternate history book. During the 20s, so that automatically appeals to me. There's going to be giant badass monsters that have wrecked the whole entire Earth. I'm down for that. And just the style of the cover, again, you know, this is very shallow. Like, this could end up being a book I very much don't like, but that cover really draws me in with the style of her outfit. You have something floating down to her. You're not quite sure what it is. The shadow of the monster, you know, looming above her, but then also her shadow being cast behind her. Like, that's a very striking cover image. And, you know, often not, you can't trust a cover to tell you what's going to be on the inside of a book. But I don't know, something about this one just really struck me, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope I get to see it this year. Again, I don't think it's going to be the surefire hit for me, and it might not even be my favorite of all those, but it is the one that I'm most excited for.
The end.
All right.
John, I think the saying is you can't trust a book by its cover, but feel free to use that.
You know what? Nobody...
I didn't come up with it, but you feel free to use it.
Nobody enjoys a good earth-destroying like John.
I'll tell you what. That guy wants to live in a world destroyed by monsters. You heard it here first. John Luttrell, bastard that hates humanity.
So that's two for monstrous. I have to say that while I think that looks, I liked the preview, I thought the art looked good. It just didn't really, it didn't like speak to me enough to be excited about it. It's the sort of book that I'll probably read and enjoy, but
I got pretty excited.
I don't know that I'll be looking forward to it, if that makes sense.
Okay. I don't know. I got pretty excited about that one. That said, drink. Not my choice. Chin chin.
Chin chin.
A little weird to say chin chin and then drink a charo negro. A
lot of charos salud. In our negros.
Salud.
Wait, what's chin chin?
Yeah, salud. Spanish. Is what you say in Mexico.
You do?
Salud. Back to the phone lines here. I believe this is our friend Elise, and she was a little upset about some comments I made about her weight on last week's show. So let's see what she has to say. I would never comment about it.
Man, right? You better dial that. You better walk that statement back, friend.
Hello, nerds. This is Elise Wisdom calling in. And before we get started, I wanted to clear something up. Last week, Matt said I spell my name like a stripper. That is not true. Strippers spell their name like me. Also, I was surprised to learn that Matt apparently spends a lot of time in strip clubs. I had no idea they had strip clubs in the Shire. Weird.
Oh,
Matt. Sapphire Danderfluff says you owe them money. Moving on to the Image Expo. I was really excited for Brian K. Vaughan's project Paper Girls with art by Cliff Chang, especially because I at first thought it was about four newspaper delivery girls who find the dead body of a superhero, and that sounded like the coolest thing ever. And then realized I had the plot to Platona by Jeff Lemire and Emmy Lennox confused with Paper Girls. This made me sad. I really wish Paper Girls had the plot to Platona, but since it doesn't, and we don't really know what the plot to Paper Girls even is, and we can pick only one, my number one pick, with a bullet, goes to Platona. Stand by me with superheroes. That's my pick. Still very excited for Paper Girls. See you guys next week. Wisdom out.
The Google transcript, while very accurate at the beginning of the call, ends with, that's my dick. Still very excited for Paper Girls.
Platona. That's first vote for Platona.
Yeah, I'm into Platona a lot.
I think that one sounds cool, too. She said it, and I totally missed it. Who's doing Platona? I forgot.
Jeff Lemire and Emmy Lennox.
Okay. And I don't know Lennox. Who is that?
She does a webcomic. Like, she is an up-and-coming artist, known primarily for her work online.
Okay.
I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
I think this might be our guy from earlier that tried to call and spectacularly failed.
Yeah, it sounded like he was choking on something or like had a heart attack. It sounded like this.
Same phone number.
5 seconds of silence and then, like, whoa.
Hey, Joe and Matt. This is Ian the Villain calling in. First time. Long time listener.
Hey. Welcome aboard.
Answering the question of the week for this week. My favorite announcement at Image Expo was both the Emmy Lennox's projects. I've been a big fan of hers since checked out her Emmytown comic, just kind of out of the blue. It was a pretty sweet, just like a art journal or, you know, like a drawing journal. It's kind of like a nice way to look at someone's diary and not feel like a creep while doing it.
James Colchaka.
I guess not as bad as you normally would. But, yeah, the fact that she's doing like another one that's about her trip to Japan, that looks awesome. She watercolored it. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, kind of Tadaima, like
I think. In a way. And then that book she's doing with Jeff Lemire, Plutonia, whatever that is. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong. That looked great. Stand by me with superheroes. How can that not be bad or good? think I said that wrong.
How can that not
you
be
meant bad? Day. You meant not bad meaning but yeah, bad, but bad
her,
meaning good.
Her right. books, that
the Run DMC one.
Right. The whole thing was great. I love Image Comics, but I was really looking forward to getting more work from her. It just seemed like she hadn't been up to anything. So now that she has two things at once, I'm excited. So definitely going to check that out. Other than that, everything else looked great too, honestly. So thanks. Love the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Ian, we love you. Welcome aboard, buddy.
Specifically.
Do I recognize him from Twitter? Is that where I recognize the name? Ian the Villain?
Yeah, and I think on the forums, maybe.
Okay, yeah, he's on the forums, too.
Definitely on Twitter.
Okay, funny guy on Twitter. Thank you for calling, Ian. That's awesome.
Totally
First
radical.
Time callers are our favorite, and they replace all our other favorites before.
Yeah, you've all been superseded.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we stop loving all of you. As soon as you get old, it's like when you have a baby, and you're like, oh, it's so cute. And then it turns 3, and you're like, ah, who gives a shit?
Your baby is stupid.
<You know? laughs>
Get that stupid baby out of here.
And then you sell that stupid 3-year-old. Here's one we haven't heard from for a while. Harvey Locus.
Final caller.
All right, Harv. Nice to have you back, buddy. Glad you're out of prison. It's been a while. But you know what? You paid your debt to society. You're a free man again.
Hey, nerds. Harvey Locus here calling in my answer to the question of the week. Even though I really don't have one because I have no idea what was even announced yet because I haven't even gotten around to listening to the episode yet. But I just wanted to call and say, hey, guys, I know I've been slacking on the answer of the week. So I went ahead and went on the boards, answered the last couple of weeks' questions.
It's true, he did.
I just wanted to say, hey, they're out there if you want to check them out. And also, don't forget to check out Randy Andrews'
the soundtrack
alley.
There you go. There you go.
Blogspot.com. That's some pretty neat shit. I know he doesn't really. I mean, he always tells you to check it out, but he never really tells you what it is. And it's some really interesting shit. If you like soundtracks, if you like movies, he goes in depth. He puts it, you know, embeds videos from YouTube for all the songs on the soundtrack, which is really nice and convenient. It's really easy to check out. So I know I think he started a new site, but you can still go to soundtrackalley.blogspot.com and check out his old stuff. I'm sure he'll tell you what the new one is if he calls in this week.
Soundtrackalley.net.
Check it out. Peace.
Harvey Locus.
Wow.
Giving soundtrackalley.net the thumbs up.
Wow.
It gets the Harvey Locus star of approval. That means it's okay in our book.
Yeah, really.
Good to hear from you.
All Mark. I've been waiting for is the Harvey Locus seal of approval.
I mean, really. Yeah. This show, still on the fence for Harv. I get it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't bother to call or listen,
no,
apparently.
I mean, well, he's been busy. He just got out of prison. You know, I mean, we're not going to go into what happened. And he may or may not have been wrongfully accused, but he probably wasn't. Harv, good to hear from you, buddy.
You know what? Favorite caller. Harvey Locus.
Yeah?
Boom.
I do love the people that call in with just, like, no agenda. Like, hey! What's up? Love that. I love that.
I mean, I was going to try to make a case for not picking a favorite since we're all just picking our own image excitement.
This is true.
But I'm giving it to Harvey Locus because he took the time, even though he didn't have an answer, just to say, hey, it's been a while. I miss you guys.
I love it.
And also, Randy Andrews is awesome.
I love that too.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And he pumped up another caller. That's kick ass.
Harvey Locus, favorite caller.
Anthony from Brooklyn. Did the hard work and answered everything that he missed. I dug that. He's my favorite caller.
I mean, at least I think it was Anthony.
Both of us picked people that did not answer the question.
Yeah.
Let's
sorry.
Not set a precedent here. That doesn't mean we want you to call in and not answer. And just so you can win.
It just means that we won't cut you if you don't.
All it means is you won this week. Next week, we might just kick you right off the goddamn show. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
That's
Ian the Villain. Welcome aboard, new caller. That was fun. Let's get to our answers. Let's do this.
You know who I miss? First time, long time.
I do too.
I think
maybe we upset him when we called him a racist.
Well, it's because he called in and he was that was not okay.
Look, man, I put him on the air. I made the choice to put dude on the air. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
It was just my choice.
Bad as him.
I'm saying I'm standing by him. I'm standing right next to him, okay?
Je suis first time, long time,
Je
I guess.
Je suis first time, long time.
Wow.
Probably too soon for that
topical.
Joke. Probably way too soon for that joke.
Sorry.
I love that you said it first.
All right, so enough of this bullshit. God. We have not even had that much tequila.
I know. I'm stone sober. I don't know what's going on. Come back to us, first time, long time. Come back.
Just dial back the racism. Yeah,
come on, man.
It's not okay to make
fun. You know what? Or don't. Okay? We'll figure it out. We'll be the judge of that.
We'll work through it together. Do you have a favorite?
I have a favorite.
What is it?
My favorite is Black Road.
Brian Wood.
I'm going with Black Road.
The Viking one.
Because I loved Brian Wood's Northlanders so very, very much. Like, it is up there in one of my all-time favorite Vertigo series. It was just brutal. It was mean. It was all these different vignettes in Viking times, basically. And God, was it wonderful. And it was several different artists. And he picked a lot of different artists that didn't necessarily... I almost said didn't necessarily work. What I meant was you would not think of for writing historical fiction, but they all worked so freaking well. And I am so excited because Gary Brown is amazing. His work on The Massive was incredible. And these two guys became really good friends while they were writing The Massive. And Brown is obviously one of those guys that knows how Brian Wood works and can just live inside of his head. And I think this book is going to be totally kick-ass. I'll reset it real quick. Set in a Viking Age Norway, Black Road follows Magnus the Black, a fixer for the Christian church, who loses a Roman official to bandits on the infamous Black Road. Heading north to fix the problem and complete his contract, he uncovers a secret, something so big, it threatens to change the balance of power in all of Europe. But with one foot in the world of the pagans and the other in that of the church, who can trust where his loyalties lie? Awesome! Can't wait.
It does sound awesome.
Man, Brian Wood's so good at this stuff. I almost picked I Hate Fairyland. Had they named it Fairyland, it would have been in there right off. Like, that's it. I'm in. But going with Black Road. I am curious to see what Scotty Young is going to do at Image. That's really interesting to me.
Yeah, for sure. And where he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scotty Young off the leash.
Okay, so quit f***ing around. You've put this off enough.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to just like work through it a little bit. Right, I've got a favorite. Look, we're at 37 minutes. We all got right, the time. Folks,
settle in. This is going to take a little while.
Three things immediately jumped to mind when picking favorites, and I had to discount two of them. Paper Girls, which probably would have been my absolute number one if we knew anything about it.
Yeah.
Other than just like the tagline.
We already discussed it.
The second one, Revengeance. By Darwin Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Darwin Cook's first ever creator-owned project?
Yeah.
That seems bonkers to think that he's never done that. But if I look back at his career, it's true. All he's ever done is license stuff owned by other companies or other creators.
That's true. Or adaptations of stuff.
Yeah, right. Like the Parker books.
Yeah.
But that's just a 3-issue miniseries. And while it's going to be amazing, it kind of kills me a little that it's not... that he's not like settling in for the long haul on like a really great long form story.
I gotcha.
But that's never been Darwin Cook's style. So I can't really fault him.
It's not what dude does.
But. So that means my favorite announcement from the Image Expo, I think, is Plutona.
Okay. I looked at that real long and hard too. That sounds awesome.
It just sounds like such a great story.
Yeah. The premise sounds totally kick ass.
I mean, it's so simple to say Stand By Me with superheroes.
Well, for those of you who don't remember, Plutona was the one... Here, let's reset it. I got it
right. I have it in front of me.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, reset it real quick.
Plutona is written by Jeff Lemire with art by Emmy Lennox and colorist Jordy Belair. It follows the story of five suburban kids who make a shocking discovery while exploring the woods one day after school. The body of the world's greatest superhero, Polara, laying dead among the mud and grass. So... what if five kids in the DCU were going for a walk and found the dead body of Wonder Woman?
Pretty much.
I mean, that is a great story hook.
Yeah. And kick ass.
I am super curious about it. I think Emmy Lennox's art is great. It's very cartoony. It's not what I would have expected from this kind of story.
I've only really seen the preview, but we had like three callers mention this. So now I've got to go check out her webcam.
Right. I love Jeff Lemire as a writer. Lemire as a writer.
Oh, yeah.
And Jordy Belair is coloring it. The book is going to look amazing. It's my number one. There are so many great books. It's near impossible to settle on one.
Yeah.
But if I had to, that's the one.
There you go. I love that we forced everyone to do it.
Yeah.
That's how we do. Make the hard choices and then call us.
And everyone stuck to it except for Ian the Villain.
Except for Ian the Villain.
Who picked Emmy Lennox in general. And she's got two projects.
Yay!
Yeah. But, I mean, like, he...
We're allowing it because he's a first-time caller.
Well, he made his point. He named one of them, and then he mentioned the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Start bending the rules.
Thank you to everybody that called. Ian was the only new caller that we had. I know there's other people listening to this show that have not called. Come on. Just do it. Hit us.
Just do it.
We got a new question, and it's one that anyone can answer. Joe Patrick.
This week's question is, what is your favorite origin story in comics? It was suggested by somebody on the forums, Stephen Kohler.
Stephen Kohler.
And
he does excellent work. We love that guy.
He put a twist on it. We especially want to hear if you like a retconned version of the origin better than the original.
Yeah.
Like if something was added to it later that made you like it more, I want to hear about it.
It doesn't have to be the original origin.
Right, right.
That's it. There's no rules.
And somebody asked, Ryan Mounts, I believe, asked me on Twitter for clarification, and he made a good point. We don't mean like favorite telling of an origin. Like, for example, you know, the way Grant Morrison and Frank Quietly did Superman's origin and also Superman.
Okay.
We mean in general favorite origin of a character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Favorite actual origin.
It's a solid one.
Getting hit in the face with toxic waste. Daredevil.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Boom. Everybody has an answer to this.
Absolutely.
Call us. We want to hear from you. We don't have a show if you don't. Thank you to everyone that did. We'll be back this weekend with another episode of The Two-Headed Nerd. But for now, this is The Two-Headed Nerd. Signing off. We love you all.
Except you.
Except you. And you know who you are.
Hey, nerds. If you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894. Or using the Skype username, Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.